some kind of machine there. Well, here's a, well, you know, to use the word way back yon, a coffin box, you know, way back now, these late years. Oh, I'd say, well, for about 45 or probably 50 years, that's what got where to use the word, you know, a cast, meaning a casket. Always, oh, not first. They might have had them. It wasn't nothing but a wooden coffin. Mm-hmm. Well, yeah. Now they got casket covered over with plush, you know, and fancy, you know, made in every kind of way.
What do you call the place where the dead are buried?
Graveyard. Some call it a cemetery, you know.
Is there any difference between those two words?
Well, I guess it all means the same thing, if there's any difference. There's a difference in the sound of the word. Graveyard is where you put the dead, you see. In other words, cemetery is where you put the dead, you know.
And what do you call a flowing water smaller than a river?
Call it a creek, a branch one.
And what do you call one that's smaller than a creek?
Well, I call it a little branch, spring branch.
What do you call flat, grassy country around the sea coast?
The meadow.
And what do you call a pair of straps worn over the shoulders and support your trousers?
Galluses.
What do you call?
I'm called spenders, spenders, you know, but galluses, you know. Mm-hmm. You know, it's two names got for them, but I always wish spenders and then galluses. That's all the same thing, you know, hold up your pants, trousers. Mm-hmm.
What do you call unthickened gravy made by adding water to grease of fried lean meat, especially ham?
Yeah, thickened gravy.
And what do you call liquid burned in lamps?
Coal or what?
And what do you call a long-legged hog that has a thin body with a long snout?
Well, I call them pine rooters.
What do you call an itching soreness between the toes?
I call it some kind of an itch you got, you know.
What do you call homemade whiskey?
I call it homemade whiskey. You see, they call it, depending upon cold liquor and booze and lightning. Some got a new name for it, called lightning.
What do you call just cheap whiskey?
Cheap whiskey? Well, they call it a cheap whiskey. That's some kind of a low-grade whiskey, you know. And in other words, it's some of it, you know, is graded down, you know, it's proof what I mean down, it ain't proofed up, you know, mm-hmm. And it ain't as considered to be, and I don't guess it is as good as that, proofed up to about 90 and 100, you know, proof, you see, and call it low wine, you know, and back and all like that, you know.
Mm-hmm. What do you call anything that a child likes to play with?
Like a doll, you mean, and
you know, a name that would describe all of them.
No, well, the child, he liked to play with a little wagon, you know, and different little things.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
And so when you use the word see, mm-hmm. Yesterday I see somebody, a fella I ain't seen in a long time or something like that.
Mm-hmm. Now, if we were buying groceries, and the word is buying, you might ask me, have the groceries been?
Yeah,
how would you say that?
I would ask you about, you know, you mean just like a man was going to order some groceries and come in and had the grocery come in or something like that?
No.
I said, well, did you buy your grocery yesterday or something like that?
And what if the sentence was, have the groceries been?
Been received.
But using the word buy, how would you say, have the groceries been?